From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Pentagon has appointed three-star general, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, to lead all military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. The Trump administration has been criticized for not responding more quickly to the crisis in the U.S. territory, which was hit hard by Hurricane Maria on September 17th. On Thursday, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts. Acting Homeland Security Director Elaine Duke also took issue with the criticism.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
Earlier Thursday, the Trump administration suspended a law that had been hampering delivery of desperately needed aid to hurricane victims. Representatives from social media platform Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia that sought to interfere in U.S. politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has made an unannounced visit to Qatar, holding talks with the country's emir and defense minister at the largest U.S. military base in the Middle East. Mattis renewed a call for unconditional dialogue to end the crisis involving Qatar and four Arab states. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut ties with Qatar in June. This is VOA News.